Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
That Mr. Zach. Is that Mr. Is that the Zach?
Is this the Zach, action?
The Zach that the world has come to know.
How's it going, action? How are you, man?
Man, I tell you, boy, it's rough, it's harsh, but it's fair. It's fair, it's fair.
Are they working you pretty hard?
It's always hard work when you're working for somebody else for using their equipment.
Yeah, yeah. I can identify with that for sure, my friend. Hey, I appreciate the call back. I just wanted to check in with you. I know that you're super busy, and I know that you guys are working on the profit and loss sheet for the business. And
yeah,
just wanted to...
that's why I called back to touch base with you. I'm still with you, man.
Okay.
You know, I'd be going in crazy places that I haven't been to these places since 2012, man. I let you know right there. They're all up there in Wyoming and Oregon. I don't go to them places anymore, but I'm using his equipment till I get my stuff fixed.
Yeah.
Shop. You find you have to go everywhere and anywhere when you're with somebody else. So, you know, like I say, it's harsh, but it's fair.
Okay, well, hey, I'm glad that you're making money and everything's going okay for you. Hey, I had a quick question for you. Are you a Cowboys fan?
Know it, man. All the time, baby. Let me get it. Win, lose, or draw. But I prefer to win. But
right.
Win, lose, or draw. It don't matter.
Gotcha. What are your thoughts on the game this weekend? How do you think they're going to fare in San Francisco?
We're going to win. And no ifs, ands, or buts about it. We got Dak Prescott.
Yeah.
Good quarterback. He's developed. I mean, this young man was developing over at Mississippi State, and people just didn't know it. They didn't recognize it.
He kind of came out of nowhere. Yeah.
Yeah, he was developing into professional football material over there. And he even tell you that the Mississippi State head coaching staff was running professional NFL plays at the college. That's why he's so familiar with that playbook, because, see, everybody know that the Dallas Cowboy playbook is one of the most complicated playbooks, which I don't know how, but... And he came right there and fit right in with it.
And how about
making Romo look like a jackass.
How about Ezekiel Elliott, man? I'm pretty impressed with him.
Yeah. You know, like I said, I had to get that Prescott out the way first, making Romo look like a... Making Romo and the owner, Jerry Jones, look like a jackass. We get on Ezekiel Elliott. Ezekiel Elliott, we don't even need to talk about him. That man there come from Ohio State. That's a bad boy.
Yeah, he's a good stud.
You looking at Emmitt Smith, Sweetness, Walter Payton, O.J. Simpson, Barry Sanders, all wrapped up in the one.
Yeah, I agree, man. I totally agree. It's gonna be exciting to see him mature as a football player and see what he's gonna be capable of doing.
That's what we waiting on for him to develop. He already the hottest thing going around. So all he gotta do is stay off them damn drugs, stay away from crime. Period.
Yes.
Stay away
yes.
from wrongdoing. Keep yourself clean.
Yes.
Same thing with Dak Prescott. Keep yourself clean. We going on to the Super Bowl. We actually a Super Bowl ring now.
Nice. I love the
number six. We can tie it up with Pittsburgh.
That would be pretty cool. That'd be pretty cool for sure. I'm a Chargers fan, man. So we're having a tough year.
Hey, man, look, I love the Chargers. I hate the loss of Junior Seau.
Yes,
one of the greatest damn linebackers. He was up there with them Ray Lewis's.
Yeah.
And let me think of something else. LT, Lawrence Taylor.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
He's up
yeah.
there, man.
Yeah,
I mean,
that broke.
My God, man.
Well,
man,
that broke my heart. That broke my heart. That was terrible. I mean, the people are still mourning that down here in San Diego.
What's that?
People are still mourning the loss of him down here.
Oh, yeah, man. Junior Seau was the boss. Man,
he was huge in our community, man. He did a lot for our community, and you know, even after he went to Miami and New England, he was still doing tons of stuff for our community out here. He was just a really good person.
That's because he's a true Charger. Yeah. It don't matter where they go, they're true Chargers. It's just like Emmitt Smith when he went to, I think he went to the 49ers, right, or somewhere.
Yeah.
His last day. But he's a true Cowboy. I mean, you know, that's a Cowboy.
Yeah.
You know, I don't care where you retire at, but Deion Sanders, although he retired with the Cowboy, but he a true Dirty Bird.
Yeah, that's true. This is true.
I mean, you know, but yeah, Junior Seau, man, kept himself clean. You ain't never heard nothing negative about that man.
No.
I mean, he'll lay a hit on you and make you cuss your mom out for opening up her leg and birthing you in the world. He'll hit you so damn hard. What the hell you were thinking about bringing me into this world and man, hit me so hard? Junior Seau, boy, was no joke.
Yeah, I'm going to have to steal that line from you in the future and use that one.
Yeah, man, make you cuss your mom out for opening up her legs and birthing you in the world. Man, hit you so damn hard.
I love it.
I watch them lay them hits on them boys, man. I say, damn, Junior, take it easy on them guys, man.
Yeah. These people got to go home to families and have to be able to interact with them.
My God, man, you're trying to kill them folks, man. I mean, I want the NFL to go on. I don't want no injuries. I want to see some more players play. You
taking
them
out. That's what I'm saying.
Killing them, boy. Long live his spirit, man.
Absolutely. I agree with you.
There's a lot more suffering from that athletic depression. They call it athletic depression syndrome, something like that. But
yeah, you know,
they made a movie about it.
I heard a great comparison too. Once professional athletes they leave, you know, their sport or their team, whatever. It's kind of like, you know, if there was a dragon slayer out there and all the dragons were gone, you know, what do they do now?
Yeah.
You know, they were there. They were put on that place to do that, and now they just are completely lost. And I can see how that depression sinks in. You know.
Yeah, part of that is the NFL fault. Because the NFL organization, the president, I mean, the organization is only strong as the president in the committee, of course. Mm-hmm. He got more than the president. He just one man. He just a committee. He's only as strong as the committee. The committee got to realize that, yeah, even though these guys do, 7 years, I think, minimum you have to do for the retirement.
Yeah.
You got $50,000 a year retirement check.
Yeah.
But... okay, you got to do a little more than that. These guys need something to do. I mean, they used to banging and clanging every Sunday.
You
got to give them. But see, everybody can't do what Terry Bradshaw and Jimmy Johnson and Deion Sanders and who else, Michael Irvin.
Not everybody can be an announcer.
Everybody can't do that. Everybody don't have that kind of mentality or gift of gab or talking to people.
Right.
Some people, now look what Refrigerator Perry did. Now, he was smart. He went and got his own brick mason company. He laid bricks.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, man, yeah, look it up. What you can look it up on Google. Where are they now? Great football greats.
I will check that out.
Some are dead, like the late Walter Payton. Some are gone.
Yeah, Sweetness. That was a tough one.
Yeah, but Refrigerator got his own brick mason company. I think Doug Williams, the Grambling coach over at Grambling.
He's quarterback, right?
The first Negro quarterback to win a Super Bowl, I think it was, at Washington Redskins.
Redskins, that's right. I was just a kid when that happened.
Pretty cool. He went on to take Eddie Robinson's place at Grambling. They had to force Eddie Robinson to quit, to retire. He didn't want to retire. 50-something years of coaching Grambling, he didn't want to leave. But Alzheimer's and senility started setting in with Eddie Robinson. They had to get him out of there.
Yeah,
so,
that's unfortunate.
Doug came there and took his place as coach.
Mm-hmm.
And who else we got? Eddie Payton coaches golf over there, I think.
No kidding.
Walter Payton's brother. Yeah, he's a golf player. Eddie Payton coaches the golf. I met all these cats, man, at the golf celebrity tournament in Alabama.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, man. I met all these cats, man. They inspired me, man, to keep on going no matter how old you get. You ain't old until you're in that coffin. They inspired me. Shit, I said, man, through these aches and pains in my damn joint, I'm going to keep on going.
God bless you. That's awesome, man. Hey,
who else? Your boy, yeah, but then look at it. It's a lot of them, man. They doing something. One of them couldn't read. It was a football player. I think he played for Washington. He could not read or write, but they just social promoted him all through college just because he could play good.
Wow.
And he went back to get his education, and he's the CEO of his own company now and making millions. I mean, some of these guys, they're smart. They're intelligent, and they ain't stupid. You know, they don't get on drugs. Everybody don't get on drugs and beat the hell out of their wives and get into all kind of crazy stuff. A lot of these athletes are smart. Look at Bo Jackson.
Yes.
Bo is the president of, what is he, president of some health, South of Health, something. But he went back and got his education. And everybody knows Bo got a speech problem. He can't speak that well, but that's why they made the commercials around him instead of him making the commercial. They made the commercials around him.
That was very smart, very smart.
Yeah, they just say Bo knows. And they sold millions and millions and millions of dollars of Nike equipment.
Oh, I remember those. I remember those.
But I'm going to let you go, man. I don't want to talk to you. I talk to you till 12 midnight. You know me.
Yeah. I could talk football forever. But just wanted to touch base with you. And should I give you a holler next week and see if you made any progress on the profit and loss?
I started. It's a slow process, man, because I got to dig back. I got stacks and stacks of bills of ladens and stuff and receipts. I'm just taking them apart as we go.
Okay.
And, I'm still with you, man. I appreciate you kids keeping in contact with me. And don't give up. I'm going to lay in on that.
You're in my database, so I'm not giving up on you.
That'll work. I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
I appreciate the call, and I'll give you a call next Thursday and just touch base and see where you're at.
Well, who y'all got this weekend?
Oh man, we're actually playing New Orleans here, so I think it's going to be a shootout. Whoever has the ball last.
That is going to be a shootout because the Breeze offense is pretty good, but they
just score, but they have no defense.
They ain't got no damn defense, but that Marcus boy from Alabama, that boy, Mark Ingram,
He is a stud. So I don't know, man. I think whoever has the ball last is probably going to end up winning.
That's it. Yeah, it's going to be an offensive shootout. I'm going to be sure to tune in on that game.
Yeah, I'm actually going to that game, so they better win.
Oh, look at you, man. You going to the game. All right, then. You going to tailgate?
I'm going to try.
I know you got that 45-foot class motorhome at your house. I know.
I wish. Yeah, I got the 2002 Ford Ranger at home.
Well, at least you got one part of it. Now all you got to do is go get you a gooseneck and put it behind it. And then you can tailgate.
There you go. Hey, but Action, I'll let you go. It was always awesome talking with you, and we'll talk again next week.
All right, Mr. Zach. Take care. Have a great weekend, man. May God bless.
Thanks, my friend. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.